Romans 12:2 says that we are to be transformed by renewing the mind, constantly seeking after the will of God. And it is in doing that and after prayerful consideration that we're going to make some changes to this program, all in an effort to be faithful stewards with what God has given to us when we understand the text. Welcome to a brand new year and some new changes to this program as well. My name is Pastor Gabe Hughes. I am the founder and voice behind When We Understand the Text. You probably noticed when you clicked on this episode to listen, but it's only 5 minutes long. Used to be a 20-minute devotional. Before that, it was 28 minutes. Now it's been shortened to 5. And yeah, that's going to be a regular thing for a while. When I first started the podcast up, I had a lot more help. But our church is very transient. About 60% of our congregation is military, which causes a lot of turnover. And that turnaround has taken from me some of the minds that were first behind this ministry, some of the more zealous volunteers that have worked behind the scenes. I'm still appreciative of the work they did when they were here. But without that extra help, it's been harder to maintain everything. That last quarter of the year was hard in some other ways as well. In November, one of our furnaces caught fire during church. We had to evacuate the building. The fire department came in. It was all very exciting. Then in December, we had an ice storm really messed up our roof. We're leaking into our foyer, and we also have a leak in our sanctuary. It will cost about $30,000 to repair. And that's some work that we're going to begin in the spring. In the meantime, we're doing fundraisers. So, hey, if you would like to donate something to that cause, go to wwutt.com and click on the Give tab in the top right. Mail a check or give a donation online. We would sure appreciate it. The Lord has always provided for us, and we continue to pray for His wisdom and provision. But it's things like this that affect all of the ministries that come out of our church, including When We Understand the Text. From the moment that I started this broadcast, the very same week that I started it up, there were a couple of men who became busybodies and gossips, and it spread like gangrene in our church. And that whole thing came to a head in October and ate up a massive amount of time, taking me away from other responsibilities, including my family. So I've had to make some adjustments and reevaluate how I invest my time. If I could afford to, if I had the time and the resources, I would do an hour-long Bible study every day. George Whitefield did like a sermon a day. I wish I could do the same. Maybe that's a door that the Lord will open for me in the future. But I have to be realistic about the time that's given to me now and be a good steward with what God has entrusted to me. My ministry, first and foremost, is my family, my wife and my children. And second is my church. Without the church that I've been called to shepherd, there would be no When We Understand the Text. But the listeners and viewers of this ministry are still very important. When We Understand the Text started as something that was supposed to be short, sweet, and to the point, easy to share on social media. It promoted sound doctrine and exposed some of the myths that have come about through bad teaching. In an era of Vine and Snapchat 140-character tweets, short and poignant has been the niche that we have been going for. So that's what's going to happen with this broadcast as well. The videos will remain a minute and a half. The podcast is where we'll do a little bit longer exposition. So while it's getting shorter, the content is still going to be as it always has been. Zealous for the Word of God, an accurate and passionate exposition of His truth, and encouraging regular devotional habits. So, since that's what we want to do, we're adding a blog. It might be shortening the program a little bit, but the transcript of the devotional that you listen to every day is going to be on our website. We're also bringing back the What Emails on the Friday edition. We're going to play a What video and respond to an email. You can send your emails to whenweunderstandthetext@gmail.com. I thank you so much for your support of this ministry. Every time you've watched a video or listened to an episode or sent an email, that has been an encouragement to us to continue releasing gospel-centered material, all for God's glory and to the praise of His glorious grace. Join me again on Tuesday. We will resume the broadcast then as we start a devotional series in the book of Romans. God bless.